You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Lights. Camera. Action. It's the KSL Movie Show.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The week's big movie review, movie news, games, and prizes. Here's Andy Farnsworth and Steve Sales.
We're slow learners. We're not particularly good listeners.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, they got it half right. Welcome to a special edition of the KSL Movie Show. We are here at the Megaplex Theaters. I'm Steve Sales. You know me, but first time I'm hosting, so hang with us. And I'm joined by Caitlin Johnston, who is the producer of the David Dujanovic Show.
Yep. And also my first time hosting. I don't know whose idea it was, but they put us in charge tonight.
Well, we're being punished for something. I'm not sure what it is.
But I'm excited.
We just spent 10 minutes with Taylor.
Yes.
And that was awesome.
It was incredible.
Watching that on the IMAX is, people, first thing we want to tell you, you got to see this movie.
Yes. On IMAX, that was incredible. I don't think I've ever been in there before. And I don't know. I've seen the tour. I love it, but I was in awe, and I was holding back everything I had in me not to sing along and dance, but I'll do it later when I see the show.
So if you haven't figured it out by now, you'll know why Caitlin's here. She's a huge Swiftie.
Yes, I guess that's what I am now.
So when they had Trekkies and Trekkers, Swifters probably wouldn't work, because isn't that what you clean floors with?
Yeah, I Swiffers, yeah.
So Swifties. Okay, that's the title. So, yeah, we're just excited to be here. Joining us is the COO and Sports Plus Entertainment. What, president, chairman? What do you?
COO of Sports Plus Entertainment. You got it right. Sports Plus Entertainment.
Yeah,
that's,
I heard,
great.
The plus was the new thing.
Yeah, it's kind
the
of a new
and,
thing for us.
Like, oh, yeah, no, let's do plus. Blake Anderson here. Thank you so much for joining us. And what a night.
I mean, what a night. You know, yesterday at this time, we had just found out that we were going to open this picture tonight. Before that, we were all set for Friday, and we still are. Friday's going to be huge. But true to Taylor fashion, she just sprung one on all of us and said, hey, let's open a day early. Ticket sales have been so strong.
Yeah.
You know, so the people who are here tonight, they found out about the same time we did.
Yeah. And the word spread. Yeah. And they're coming and filling up the theaters.
It's really fun.
It is. I'm just glad that Taylor allowed us to be here, to even outside the theater. I mean, what an incredible film this is.
You guys are dead right. I mean, we were in there for the first, you know, everybody wants to see what that first piece looks like. And, you know, to what you guys were talking about, my daughters went to it. They saw it in California. And they said that, you know, they were clear up in nosebleed. I don't know where you were.
I was also in the nosebleed.
Yeah, the clear up there. And although they loved it and they loved the energy, there is nothing like being right there, seeing her right there, surrounded by the IMAX sound, the Dolby Atmos sound, the Platinum X sound, immersed, and then seeing her so close up.
Yeah. And just in, because I also, like I said, have been to the tour. It was amazing in person. And my weekends over the summer were spent watching the Eras Tour on TikTok, because I couldn't get enough of it. And she likes to do the surprise songs, so I had to check in. But just going in there, I was in complete awe. And I cannot wait to watch the rest of the movie.
I mean, I'm not a huge fan. You know, my daughters, of course, are. But it did give me chills.
Good.
It did give me chills to see that on the screen.
And, you know, I've known who she is, of course. And I saw the Americana documentary a couple of years back when she was sort of going through that really kind of a troubled phase, and I kind of felt sorry for her. But after watching this and learning more about her and her charity and the gifts that she gives to the communities that she performs in, it kind of blew my mind.
I just think she is a mastermind at marketing. She has done a pretty darn good job of being a positive role model for women.
Yep.
And clearly, you know, people love her music. And the fact that she was able to let everyone experience this concert. You know, you can see this movie, this concert, for less than you would have paid for parking.
Yep, that is true.
Anywhere else.
Wow.
Which
and it
is
wasn't,
really cool.
It wasn't easy to get the tickets. We all know that.
Yeah.
If anybody tried, I was lucky enough to get some after 8 hours of waiting, and I paid retail price. But after that window passed, you're paying extensive retail prices if you want to go. So this is an awesome experience.
Absolutely, and it's not a movie. I mean, it's a movie, but you're seeing the concert.
Right, exactly.
So unless people think she's going to stop and, you know, go into acting mode or whatever, this is the concert.
Yeah, or behind the scenes, there's
none
of that.
Yeah, none of that. No, it is the concert.
And the economic impact of every city that she's gone to. They said that when she did a three, you know, night set, it was equal to the Super Bowl being there. That's insane.
I read that too, Stephen. I read some reports that literally say between Barbenheimer and Taylor Swift literally kept our economy going through the summer and kept us out of a recession.
I believe
those
it.
Two factors is just amazing to think, because it's not just about the ticket.
No.
It's all that goes around it. And you can see that here tonight with people, you know, people dressing up.
Yeah.
All the paraphernalia that comes in, the things they're buying, the things they're doing. It's just there's so much around that.
And these are the people who just found out less than 24 hours
exactly.
ago.
Exactly. Wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be intense because people have been planning. And me and my roommate were in a big discussion. It's like, what do we do? Our schedules aren't matching up to go to the first show, so we're going to just have to figure it out. But I'm excited either way. I did. You said people are dressing up. I'm wearing the blazer that I wore to Taylor's concert and the shirt I got from the concert. I've been waiting. It's a hot pink blazer for any, because we're on radio. I've been waiting for an excuse to wear this to work. So I'm really excited to wear it tonight.
And that shirt matches the buckets and cups that are on sale. That are the only item licensed by Taylor for us to sell. We have a limited amount, but it matches your shirt exactly, which clearly you got that at the concert.
These are a really hot commodity. I wanted to bring this up if we have a second. Do you feel like we're going to run out of these?
Absolutely. Oh, there's no question.
I'm actually
terrified.
There
is no question. Get them tonight. I bet you by tomorrow night they'll be gone.
No.
Absolutely.
This is bad because she's – what about the people who bought tickets for Friday and Saturday?
Here's the beauty of it. You can come in and get your bucket and cup anytime. Then you bring it back. We'll fill it for you free the night that you're going to see them. So if you want this bucket, come in and get it tonight or tomorrow night, and then bring it back whenever you're going to see the movie.
And I'll just tell people, don't buy two – share. Leave enough for everybody. buy them, but leave enough for every single person who's here.
We got as many as they would let us have. Every theater has that ample supply, but even at that, this is Taylor Swift.
Is hot,
they are going to go fast.
I was worried about that.
Yeah.
So
they're going to go fast.
Fingers crossed.
Well, believe it or not, this is the movie we're going to talk about tonight, even though we haven't actually seen a lot of it. But I had this same feeling. We're leaning up against the wall there in the IMAX where the subwoofers are, and like, it's quite moving.
It is.
And I saw this cute young lady had she was reading the captions. I thought, and she's still rocking.
Oh, she had the device in her seat to see the open caption.
Yeah,
very cool.
I thought, oh man,
I thought that was amazing. I actually haven't seen that before, so that's awesome.
That means she can't hear.
Right.
But she wants to participate, so she's in
there.
But
she can feel it.
Yeah, and watching it, that is really cool.
Yeah,
I'm glad
I was really touched by that. Well, this whole segment is brought to you by our friends at Call Climate Services. They are dear friends. Scott and his crew, we love them. They've saved me. They've saved much of our friends many a time. So please give Scott Call at Call Climate Services a call. He is part of our show every week, and we're grateful. So let's go to break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about Taylor Swift.
Nice.
Welcome back to this special edition of the KSL Movie Show. We are at Jordan Commons with our friends from the Megaplex Theaters. I'm here, Steve Sales, with Caitlin Johnston, and you are...
Dedicated Swiftie / producer.
You put that first before producer?
Well, tonight, yeah. That's where it goes.
So what did we just listen to?
We listened to Lover, and I had this fun idea. I kind of skipped it in the first segment because I was nervous, but I kind of want to dedicate the segments to eras as much as we can. We'll have to split some because there are 10 eras. We got about 8 segments. That was Lover. So we're going to talk. I just am dedicating this segment as the Lover segment, and that's how she opens her tour and what my blazer is the Lover blazer.
Is that where Cruel Summer is on that album?
That's Cruel Summer, the
Look
man,
at me,
Lover.
All Swiftie
he's studying. He knows. So,
dude, I'm starting to really appreciate this woman. So what we're just talking about, tickets tonight. If you want to come see Taylor tonight, the Megaplex Theater, IMAX screen, 9:55. it's not even close to being sold out.
Yeah, I mean, the beauty for those people who don't want to fight the crowds, who want to just come in, who want to catch the surprise that she pulled last night, almost 24 hours ago.
I'm glad you're not letting that go.
No, you know, I mean, we, and all 15 Megaplex theaters across Utah and Nevada are showing it tonight. Like you said, the best way to see it is either IMAX or on our PLF screens.
Oh, man, that was
those
amazing.
Great big screens. The other great way to see this is Dolby Atmos, laser projection with Dolby Atmos. So, you know, pick your your preference and go see it. But I promise you a good time. And there's tickets tonight,
yes.
Which is not really the case in some instances tomorrow night.
Yeah, because she pulled a fast one on us, yeah. And we weren't prepared. So I think I might be in that 9:55 showing because I saw the first few minutes, and now I need to see the rest.
Well,
so.
Jeff, Triple Dog Dare and me, he went right to the Triple Dog Dare. So I might be staying,
yeah.
Too.
Well, I hope to see you there.
Well,
my
and you can for sure get
out.
Your cup and your popcorn bucket,
yes.
Tonight, right?
Yes.
Where
yes.
You can't guarantee those later.
Yeah, look at you pulling
that.
That
is actually
selling
a really
it.
Good
You're
idea.
Selling it.
Those I come tonight to get the cups and buckets. I'm nervous for everybody out there fighting for one.
Okay, so what's our text question for the...
Okay, so I think for the Swifties... Text us 57500. What's your favorite Taylor Swift song? And if you're listening and you're not a huge Taylor Swift fan, just go ahead and text us. What's your favorite concert movie? Is there something that stood out to you? Just to, you know, in case you don't have a Taylor Swift song off the top of your head. I'm sure everyone can think
of
one.
Well, I'm going to date myself. It's got to be Woodstock. Come on. Woodstock, 1970?
I have not seen
it. It sounds amazing.
One.
Oh, everyone was there. Santana.
Sounds amazing.
A bunch of other people.
They made a movie? It was a movie?
Yeah, oh yeah. It was a best documentary, won the Oscar for best documentary in 1970.
Way before our time.
Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin.
That's right.
It's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah. And the thing about, I just want to say with concert movies, though, they're for a specific type of person, I would say. But I love music, so one, I love Taylor Swift, so I'm obsessed with this one. But there's something that I will just watch on any day. Like, I really enjoy concert films.
Yeah. Well, there's a bunch of them. I mean, I wrote down a few just for the heck of it. I'm a big George Harrison fan, and they did the year after he passed away in King Albert Hall, all of his friends, I mean, Eric Clapton, the whole bunch. It was unbelievable. And they did it's called A Tribute to George, and it was one of the greatest concerts. Eric Clapton, I can't even think of him, Jeff Beck. I mean, everybody was there, including Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr.
Yeah.
So
before I mention another one that I saw actually at this exact theater years ago, one, it's more of a documentary style, but Michael Jackson's This Is It. I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan, but I really enjoyed watching that. It was more of a behind the scenes thing because he didn't get to do the tour. But yeah, that was one. But when I was in ninth grade, my mom, I don't know if she drove me up. I traveled from Price, Utah, missed school to come to the Justin Bieber Never Say Never movie. I loved him.
Oh, you're the one.
I still do, but I love Taylor in a different way.
Yeah, it did well. It did like 75 million.
I'm sure it did. It was a documentary mixed with concert, but that, we were jumping, screaming. I had never been to anything like that, and they just allowed it. I don't know if everyone was happy with us, but it was intense.
We want that. We want that here. Yeah.
I expect it.
We're even allowing people to pull their phones out and, you know, turn on their lights and do kind of things. We would be disappointed if people weren't standing, dancing, singing, having a good time.
That's good to know because some people are going to come. If you're not that person, what would you recommend?
Then come next Thursday.
Or come tonight.
Yeah, or tonight. Yeah, I mean, if you're not that person that wants to stand, that wants to sing, that wants to jump up and down and pull your phone out, then please come see it. But come next week.
Yeah, maybe give us this weekend.
Yeah, give these super fans their moment. And, you know, because there's a lot of people who just love Taylor music, and they just want to sit in our comfy recliners and just take it in, which is totally fine.
Which kind of is what the IMAX experience is, because it's so awesome. The screen is so massive that you just, like, sit back and, like, oh, I can't believe it.
Well, the beauty about her artistic ability is it visually... It is beautiful to watch. Yeah. I mean, clearly her music's wonderful, but visually it is stunning.
Yeah, yep. I know, that's true.
I can agree. It's very sparkly. I'll just say that because I remember being at the concert. I was very far away, but all I could see were this sparkly little thing, and it translates on the big screen very well. Yeah. So I was in awe.
So how would you compare the two experiences?
Well, it's different. I felt chills in my... I was having the 10 minutes when she opened, but I knew it was coming. I also kind of knew it was coming then, but I had only watched it once. I don't know. That it's so much. It's up close and personal, I guess, is how I could say, in the theater. And you're with, but in the stadium, it's also intimate in a way, just because you're there in the room with her. So it's. I felt like I was with her though when I was sitting there in the watching the IMAX. And so I think that's what people are looking for.
She winks, and it looks like she's winking at you. Yeah. On the IMAX screen, and people are like screaming. You know, it's fun.
Yes,
it's,
well, even
fun.
When she's like pointing to the crowd and getting them all worked up, and she's really a great performer.
She really is.
And I feel like Swifties, we like, if you're as crazy as I am, I don't feel like I'm the craziest, but I'm very crazy. We miss her because she's on break right now, yeah. And we're watching NFL games to get a glimpse. So that's what's going on. But my weekends.
Well, you want to tick off a dad just saying, hey, have you heard of Travis Kelce?
Yeah.
And they're like,
well,
yeah.
NFL is loving it. All of a sudden, they have all these women fans, you know, which is great.
Which is great. Whatever. Yeah. Let the worlds collide. But I'm just saying, we miss her, and we're like waiting for the next thing because we spent our entire summer on the weekends watching this tour, and now it's in the theaters where we can watch it on a better screen that's not a pixelated TikTok video. So I don't know. I'll probably be here every weekend.
Well, let's face it. Those stadium screens aren't the greatest resolution either. So if you're up high and you're watching, it's good, but it is not IMAX. It is not digital projection.
The other thing we need to point out is that it's not all through the week. It's only Thursday through Sunday.
That's correct.
Each week.
She's been very deliberate.
Why?
About... Well, you'll have to ask her. She is the greatest strategic marketeer. But she's picked the days. She's picked the times. And no theater or no theater chain is allowed to vary from that. So we're very carefully following her rules. So if you wanted to see it on Tuesday and it's not here, don't blame Megaplex. It was Taylor.
It's her call.
Yeah. So we'll show it as much. And who knows? With the way tickets are selling, she could easily get on Twitter or X and say, I've added more shows.
She probably will.
Yeah.
Have you ever experienced anything like that?
No, I wouldn't imagine. I've been in the industry a long time, as Steve knows, and I have never seen anything like this. Both the original launch, which we found out at about 8 a.m., and we had tickets on sale by noon and knew nothing about it before, not even that it was going to be a movie. And that in itself was crazy. But then yesterday, as we're preparing for a Friday launch and getting all excited, and as you can see in the lobby, we've got, you know, these great photo ops and music playing and all kinds of party atmosphere ready for tomorrow night's launch. And suddenly she says,
she just drops it.
I'm going to show it early on Thursday. So it's fun in a way, but it's also, you know, very discombobulating.
You're kind of at her mercy.
We really are. And she's a great marketer, and you know, she loves her fans, and she doesn't like to keep the traditional norms. She doesn't like the traditional structure, and so she is doing her part to break that down.
Which is why we keep coming back. Sorry.
No, you're fine. What would you say? What kind of numbers are we talking about?
Larry and I were talking about this earlier, and it would not surprise me if this has $100 or $150 million opening weekend, which is huge.
It already pre-sold 100 million tickets
for the whole run, but I'm talking for the weekend. This Thursday, Friday.
So you
Saturday.
Figure 150?
Yeah, that would not surprise me.
That actually feels conservative to me because also it's opening in 90 countries.
Right, I'm talking just U.S.
Okay,
on that.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's very, very unusual for a concert movie that wasn't produced by a major studio.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it. And you're going to see more of this. You saw that Beyonce has announced now that she's going to release her concert movie.
Yeah,
I think we'll see more of these superstars do it. Now, no one holds a candle to Taylor right now, but it's still cool to have an opportunity to go to some of these concerts that you may not have had otherwise and to get to see it on the big screen.
Yeah, it's amazing. And Beyonce was actually at the premiere last night. Fun fact.
Very cool. Yeah, you know, don't you have a clip of her saying something?
Alex, do you have the clip of Taylor at the premiere? It should be in there. Let me know. We'll wait patiently, but yeah, she was at the Grove in LA for the premiere, and she surprised people by going into the theaters and gave a little warm welcome as to what to expect.
There were a ton of celebrities there. Adam Sandler was there, Beyonce you mentioned. So, okay.
Yeah, I think we have that sound.
This experience that I've had on this tour, and it's not a past tense experience, it's an ongoing experience, but what you're going to see that we've captured, the most fun I've ever had in my life. That was you guys. That was how much you cared about being at these shows.
So the audio was a little muffled because it was off of a cell phone in a theater. But yeah, that's the thing about her, though. She does go and she shows up for her fans, and there's this big connection, and that's why we're so dedicated and crazy, because I just feel like I've never seen that. She's so dedicated, so involved. She always gives us something to come back for, and this is another reason. So this movie's amazing.
Yeah, so it's 100. The other thing we need to, it's 2 hours and 48 minutes long.
Yep.
Yeah. It is PG-13, so if there's some family, but what would you say, is it just a, what's the PG-13-ish about it?
I would only.
Is there some language?
It's just language in her songs.
Okay.
And it's not terrible, but there are a few.
Most kids have heard these on the radio. It's nothing, you know, over the top language. And some of her outfits are a little skimpy-ish, but I would think that any of seven and up would be totally appropriate.
It's not
for
bad,
this.
But yeah, her songs, she's 33 years old, you know, so she has a few older words.
So cool.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Oh, sorry.
We're dedicating.
She's remastered some of her albums. Isn't that one of them?
Was Taylor's version, You Belong With Me. This segment we're going to dedicate to Fearless. So that was the cue. I was waiting for Steve to come back.
Oh, no.
We got sidetracked.
Yeah, no, we got this.
Yeah.
So this segment is brought to you by our friends at Paris RV. They're the number one camping trailer and travel trailer dealer in the state. 25 years of experience, 26 different brands, 700 units in stock. Go to ParisRV.com for more information.
Awesome. Yeah. And so this is I'm going to say this is the fearless segment. And I also want to dedicate it to debut, Alex, cue music. Here's a reason for the teardrops on my guitar. Right, yeah. Right. Stone, our tech here, just said Steve was too into the music. He lost track of where we were at, which is actually so true.
I was waving my phone in the air. I just don't care.
Yeah, those are her earlier eras. And I wanted to it felt like it would be fun to identify the eras as we went along, because that's what the Eras tour is about, is her whole career.
And it's chronological?
It's not chronological. I'm kind of doing it actually more by how the tour goes, because she gives you highs and lows. We got behind, though, so we're a little all over the place. But, yeah, I'm in control of that. So,
all right. So, Jeff the Whipple. Jeff Glenn Whipple.
Thank you.
I know your parents would be like,
now the identity theft is complete. Thank you.
So, another feature or faction of this whole Taylor Swift experience is?
The wardrobe. You got to represent. And by the way, the dance moves you were doing earlier when you were distracted were beautiful. In fact, I hardly even moved. Anyone listening now, if they want to come in and do a dance off with Steve to their favorite Taylor Swift song, I think we can offer up some passes or something.
I'm going to hurt you.
We have prizes. Well, you're the one that's dropping middle names.
On that note,
that was your real one, though.
Yeah, you just mentioned favorite Taylor Swift song. It reminded me. Send us a text 57500 of your favorite Taylor Swift song. I didn't mention this at the beginning, but we're going to be giving away tickets to the movie next Friday, I believe.
Yeah.
So send us your favorite Taylor Swift song, or just send us your favorite concert movie, and we will be picking a ticket, a winner from the text line, and then we'll also be doing something towards the end of the show as well.
Excellent.
So we have been consumed getting ready for this premiere.
And by the way, Jeff is the one who does all this stuff.
It's amazing. It's so fun.
One must bring their A game in order to satisfy or, frankly, avoid being run out of town.
Well, you keep upping your A game. That's what's amazing.
The fans have a very high bar.
They do. We have high expectations because Taylor did that. So
yeah, and Megaplex, we've got a bit of we got some street cred too in this universe. So people expect us to deliver, and when it's the Megaplex standard added upon with Taylor Swift fans, it's time to bring it.
It is. And you were explaining, when you walk in, there's this red carpet that says, does it say the Eras Tour?
The Eras Tour.
Eras Tour. There's a big picture of Taylor Swift. I already took a picture in front of it, and it's just, it's a photo op. It's so much fun, and you get to be, you can dress to the nines in your concert attire, or you can just wear a hoodie that's that you got from the tour and be comfortable. And friendship
bracelets.
Does
it have bracelets. To come from the tour?
No, it did nothing. Nothing. There are no requirements, but you can have fun.
We snuck into the IMAX auditorium just before the show started, because we had a 6 o'clock showing there. Caught the first few minutes because this movie came in hot. The team had moments, minutes to tech check to make sure picture and sound was working, and it's all harder than it looks. But the team is on it. We are delivering just these spectacular experiences across these different formats at Megaplex. And outside the auditorium was a young mom holding her 2-year-old daughter. And did you notice what the 2-year-old daughter was wearing?
It was Midnight's era. I know exactly what part of the show
bedazzled.
It was. Bedazzled. She had, for the Swifties listening, it was the Karma jacket, the fringe. It was so cute. And I was so excited to see her there. And the mom was dressed in her blue crew neck that is so hard to get on her tour. I identified it immediately. I was not able to get one, but I was jealous.
Well, Steve, this is where we do our golf clap. And well, what the young toddler is wearing is from the album.
If you know, you know.
And, yeah, but and featured on the red carpet is... And bring
the other
it.
Part of that story was that she wanted to come out because her ears, it was a little loud for her, and we got her some
ear protection.
Ear protection.
And one of the nice things that we do, we talked about it earlier with Blake, was we have the ADA devices for the captioning. For those that need that, we have quiet rooms at Megaplex theaters. So if you go into an auditorium at select like Megaplex valley. Locations, there's an opportunity to, you know, if things are getting a little loud, step out, go up in and settle down. We've talked about sensory-friendly versions for these once we get past kind of the opening crush. But we're going to do everything we can to make these experiences, these events, as accessible as possible. And frankly, that's a luxury we have at Megaplex Theaters with 173 screens across Utah and Nevada that not every Swiftie fan was able to get to, whether they were getting tickets in L.A. or Denver or wherever the tour took them.
It's amazing. And I also saw when we were in there, you have the reclining, the comfort chair. I don't know exactly what they're called, but those looked really nice. I mean, I don't know how many people are going to be sitting, but they looked amazing.
I'm guessing that our furniture is a little bit nicer than what you were sitting in the football stadium.
Oh, no. I mean, I stood the whole time. I took a break during the Folklore Evermore set, but then after that, I got right back up. So.
and we've prepared. We've checked the engineering on the auditorium's. Guests are free to dance. We're good to go. We are happily throwing what we hope to be among the biggest parties we will of the fall season. And there's other stuff in the pipeline that we're going to have some fun with.
Well, you've even said
movies.
That you're going to allow people to come down front if they want.
Sure.
If they're, you know, long as they, you know, maintain some decorum, I guess. I don't know.
And it's a shared experience, and we understand that, and we know that the fans want to celebrate. And we're going to do our best to make this a safe, comfortable, delightful environment for them to do that.
And it's hard to control ourselves around her.
And, you know, we are a shared space, a public space. And, you know, we want people to have as much fun as the law allows, I guess.
What would you recommend? Say, like, I'm in the show tonight, 9:55, or just anyone this weekend. Someone, you know, we're having a good time, we're dancing, someone kind of gets a little angry, or we deal with someone who may not be enjoying that. What would you recommend?
The world is such now, but we've got our team standing by.
Okay.
And let us handle it. Let us handle it. We have public safety nearby. We want everyone to feel great about coming and enjoying an experience at Megaplex Theaters, and that's the rule for us all the time.
Awesome.
So our team is on it. We are standing by, but we're going to sort of let the fans be fans.
Right.
And that's a nice experience, a nice place for us to be.
Yeah, and I don't have the energy of like a 13-year-old. I am 28 and I'm tired. So I don't know if I can stand the whole 3 hours, but I get so excited that I got to let some of it out. So.
A bit of a pro tip here as far as a guest service advisory, you know, a 10:50 showing in the IMAX, the heated luxury recliners, that's a late start. If you're not used to doing it, you know, ramp up the caffeine, I guess, in the Diet Coke or something. But
yeah, I catch myself turning on that heater accidentally. I'm like, oh, what's going on here?
Oh, this is, yes, this is nice. And if you catch me snoring, yeah, just tap me gently. But, and I think what we're going to see, and we've seen it before, is there are certain showtimes that have more energy than others. The Friday night crowd tomorrow for what was going to be the first showings officially, until we got the surprise thrown at us, is going to be a livelier showing across the board. The 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday may be a little bit more tame. And so if you've got young Taylor Swift fans, if you've got a sensory issue, you may want to find a showtime. And the nice thing is you can look ahead of time on our website or on our mobile app, check out the seat map and see how full the auditorium is.
Right.
And base your experience there. And if hearing is an issue, bring your own, or you know, ask for us to do that. There are just so many different things, and we want to make sure that guests have the best experience possible.
I just want to say, I'm seeing Swifties walk in. She's got the Speak Now cardigan. For anyone who knows what that is, it's hard to get, and I want to. If I see her again, I'll be like, you won the prize.
By
she
the way,
won,
am
she
I
won a prize.
Speaking out of turns if I say the cardigan song did not make the film?
Oh, you know what? I don't know if Cardigan is on this. Well, actually, I think it is.
So
I'll have to check myself.
I mean, there were surprise songs dropped in different, cities.
Yeah.
And we don't know the final playlist.
That's also what I don't know what's in there. So that's going to be a surprise.
Well,
for
I got the list from last night's screening. And let's see. Songs that were cut from the film, The Archer.
The Archer was cut? No.
I.
That's heartbreaking.
How about Nobody, No Crime?
They cut that? Oh, this is all news to me.
Tis the dang
that one
season.
Okay, now I'm confused because that one was replaced by Nobody, No Crime in the actual tour. Oh,
I'm
this
talking
is
about just in the movie. And then Long Live is out.
They cut Long Live. Taylor. Taylor. Oh, no.
Cardigan's out. Wildest Dreams is out.
Taylor.
But the surprise songs are, do you want to know or you care?
Let's save it for the next segment.
All right,
what if we
good.
Do that? Yep. What are the surprise songs?
And I wouldn't put anything past her because the technology that she has access
she can
to.
Just
to
throw
you're trying to tell me that she's going to throw in different? No way.
Don't.
This is why I have to be there every day. I have to watch him every day.
Okay, you need to calm down, woman.
Alex?
Years ago, there was this movie called Clue where they put in multiple endings. I don't know.
And the technology is about 1,000 times more advanced.
We have.
That's all. They're telling me to calm down. It's
no,
hyped.
You're
I'm
fine.
Hyped.
I just. Proceed with caution.
Oh, man, you just planted something in my brain.
Don't spoil it for other people. Have your own experience and enjoy it for what it is. And if it changes, come back and see us again.
Oh, man.
Well, look at you throwing curveballs.
Well,
all right.
We all live in Taylor's world. We're extras in it.
That's true.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
We're here at the Megaplex Theater in Sandy, and we're here talking about Taylor Swift. Her amazing movie that I haven't seen anything, and you've seen 1,000 things.
too many. It keeps me up at night.
The first 10 minutes of that is really unbelievable.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be that incredible.
I'm glad you thought so, because I walked in and I was like, oh, I'm ready. I knew what I was watching, but that intro is embedded in my brain, and I was in awe. I got chills, and we only watched it was three songs technically, two and a half. But yeah. I'm so excited to watch the rest of it. And we came back into the segment with a song from Reputation, Ready for It, and I am dedicating this segment to Reputation. And I don't know, do we want to move on to our next Swiftie guest?
Yes, let's.
Okay, I'm going to jump into that.
There's somebody more Swiftie than you.
Well,
let's
I picked
out.
This segment as Reputation because Leah Murray, host of KSL at Night, but also I learned that she's a Swiftie. Every time I see her in the newsroom, we always have to catch up because Taylor does things every single day that drive us insane. And she texts me on the weekends when she's at the NFL games. Leah, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for having me, Caitlin. I always just tell people, like, I'm watching that Kansas City Chiefs game. I see Taylor Swift, and I'm like, I have got to touch Caitlin.
Yeah, and no, I appreciate
there.
It.
I was, you know, I was like watching it on TV. I was not in Kansas City, but yeah, yeah.
No, it's so exciting. And I just, I don't know, I felt like it would just be fun to bring on because literally every time I see you, we talk about Taylor Swift.
I know.
I do know that you went to the Reputation Tour, right? Is that, I'm correct on that, yeah?
Yeah, that is totally right. So my daughter at the time was 10 years old, and I literally she loved Taylor Swift. She was the first Swiftie in my household. And I sent a message to people saying, you know, because Reputation, Caitlin didn't come anywhere near us, right? So I was looking to go somewhere. So I have family, right? And I'm like, who wants to go see Taylor Swift with me? And I can come and like stay with you, right? While we go see in a bigger media market, a Taylor Swift concert. And we had friends in LA. So we went to the Rose Bowl. We got to see her, and the special guest was Selena Gomez, Caitlin. It was amazing.
Wow.
Right? So yeah. So we saw the Reputation Tour together. We did not do eras. One, a little bit like, I didn't have the time to do the work this time. If
it
that
was
makes
hard.
Sense. Like, yeah, when the tickets went on sale last time, it was during May and I wasn't teaching. Do you know what I mean? Like I had time to do all the stuff you have to do to like qualify for a ticket or whatever. So I didn't do it this time. But Reputation, oh my gosh, it was an amazing, amazing concert.
Awesome. And so I brought that up because there is actually a Reputation film out there. Have you, I mean, I don't know if you've seen that, but how would you say that's comparable to the actual tour and like just in general concert films in that way?
Yeah, no, I think that's a really good question. So I will be honest and say with you, I feel like I've seen it, but maybe not like sat down and watched the whole thing. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, so I've seen parts of it, and I feel like probably I've seen all of it, but just not in one sitting, like eating popcorn or whatever. But like, the thing is, when you go, so I went to Rose Bowl, and what's kind of fun is some of Rose Bowl's out. Does that make sense? Like, you'll see Rose Bowl, the concert I was at, you will see people watching, and sometimes in my TikTok feed, like, it's there. But the thing is, like, when you're there, like, so you ask, like, if it's comparable. Of course it's not, because a live, do you know what I mean? Like when you're live, like it's the coolest thing that's ever happened. And the whole vibe of, you know, the energy of just being there. And like my daughter, like was so nervous. She was crying, right? Like just so like, oh my gosh, overwhelmed by the energy. But you know, you can't see her. Does that make sense? So I am not wealthy enough to have tickets that are in any way
neither
close.
Am I.
Right. So the thing that's cool about the movie is you actually get to see what they're doing. Right. So there are things where I'm like, oh, that's what that was. Right.
And if
like,
you're
like,
I was saying if you're like me, I feel like I blacked out during some of the concert because I was so excited and in shock that now I'm rewatching it because I just want to relive some of it. So it's great.
Yeah,
and then,
no, I think that's totally right. Like the energy makes you like, it's not like you want to throw up because I don't mean it in a bad way, but there's just so much energy. I love how you say blackout. They like there's probably whole parts. Yeah, you know that I'm not sure what happened, but yeah, the movie lets you see choreography. Does that make sense in a way? Like, you know, things you wouldn't notice. So
awesome. Yeah. And then just very quickly, we'll let you go in just a minute. Can you help me explain to Steve very quickly the draw of Taylor Swift and why you feel like there's such a hold and why we keep coming back?
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, she's amazing. And anyone who doesn't know that, like, just, you know, deal with it. She's amazing. But B, like, I think I actually saw Heather Cox Richardson, who is a historian, right? So kind of a nerdy person like I am, doing history as like a college professor, talking about the importance of Taylor Swift. She made this whole argument about how Taylor Swift is very intergenerational, right? So at these concerts, what you have are mothers and daughters going together, you know, like whole groups of women, and how much Taylor Swift has kind of built this, you know, intergenerational women's like kind of movement around her music, and that we're all going to go to these shows. And I'm just going to tell you what, if a history professor is talking about you, do you know what I'm saying? Like, you've had a huge impact on society. And so we're not even talking about the fact that Travis Kelce's, you know, jersey went up 400% overnight when we all saw her at that Kansas City Chiefs game. Like, it's a whole, people feel safe. They feel like she sings music that resonates with them. Does that make sense? And I think, like, in a world where women's voices are finally really fully being heard, Taylor Swift is that moment. Does that make, like, she's totally you know, part of that. So, yeah, she's just so, it's such a huge societal impact. And how cool, Caitlin, that you and I are Swifties when it's happening. Like, we're living it live. It's just so cool.
It's incredible.
That's really, really, we're very grateful that you joined us tonight. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. They gave me a platform to talk about it, Leah. I'm so excited that you were able to join us. But thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you for having me. And absolutely, everyone who's listening, you've got to listen to all of her discography. It's excellent, excellent music.
I agree.
Yes, and she makes a great point in that the other day when I was listening to these songs, the lyrics, the writing.
Yeah, that's the key there.
It's like
if you're not listening to the words, you're not listening.
Well, at first I just, you know, hearing the, you know, cute songs and whatever. Then all of a sudden I'm like, wow, she's really saying some very intense things in these songs.
It's heart-wrenching. It's amazing. But that's, I can get more into that. Maybe we'll do that in the next segment.
My neighbors, by the way, are texting me like, oh, you're now a Swiftie, aren't
you? That's my goal by the end of this is to turn you into a Swiftie. And if not, by the end of the movie. And so, and Jeff, as a minute ago, mentioned that she may trick us and throw in more songs. And now I am hyper-fixated on that idea and have to come every single night. But it's because she has so many songs.
You broke her.
Well, she has so many songs. And there, a lot of them aren't included, but like I can't ask any more. She performs a 3-hour show, well, right?
Hollywood creating a sequel or a follow-up? Who would imagine such a thing?
So, what are you saying about Amnesia?
So,
yeah, I've heard the term.
I don't know if it's urban legend.
It's true.
There are stories out there that people have gone to the concert, and maybe it's the hype, maybe it's the excitement, maybe it's the fatigue of getting the, you know, whatever. But there are reports that people have forgotten key parts of the experience.
They hyperventilated.
And that's what I meant by blackout. I have the amnesia. I agree with this. It happened to me. And there's a song that I love so much, All Too Well. I think I blacked out. I recorded part of it, but I blacked out because I was so excited and I was feeling it and I was just, it's amazing.
People get wrapped up in an experience and forget that they're having a portion of it.
Yeah.
And they come back and people say, didn't you love that piece? And what are you talking about?
Well, that's why you got to go see the movie to remember what's going on.
That's hilarious. But I get it. I mean, when I was a kid, the Beatles were so huge for me that I wore their boots until the nails were coming up through the bottom of my feet. I didn't know you could have new heels put on the stupid things. So, yeah, I get it. The love. But you know what? I'm beginning to appreciate her not just in concert, but off, you know, what she does off stage for the community. We can talk about that when we come back.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Thank you for joining us on the this special edition of the KSL Movie Show. We are at Jordan Commons in Sandy with our friends at the Megaplex Theaters, and we are having a good time. I am learning a lot about Taylor Swift and enjoying the music and
I'm glad
the stories that, you know, I've been reading about her. She's kind of a class act.
I'm very glad that I'm turning you into a Swiftie. You just listened to All Too Well. That's from Red. So we are in our Red era. And I'm also dedicating this because we don't have that many segments for eras to the Speak Now era. So I want to hear one more song. Alex, if you're ready.
Everything down, meet me in the pouring rain.
We just got to represent. We got to represent
country?
The eras.
That's more of a
this
country.
Is Speak Now. It was her third album, so she was still in that phase. The fun fact about that was her. That album was fully written by her, no co-writers, that entire album.
Wow.
Speak Now.
Is that the one she also produced? Did it all in her house or somewhere?
Probably. I don't know. She just re-released that one in July. So that one's, it came.
So explain the whole re-release thing.
Oh, it's complex. But so basically the rights to all of her music got sold to someone she did not like, Scooter Braun. And she felt kind of betrayed in the way that, I may be wrong on this, so if someone knows more than me, I apologize. I'm doing my best. But she felt betrayed because she felt like there was an agreement that wasn't going to happen.
That she was
going
to get to keep her masters, right?
Yeah, and she also just, and she had no, there was no way to buy it back. And so pretty much it was just kind of like, it was just rude, and she felt kind of disrespected in that way and sabotaged. And so she just was like, well, I'm going to take control. Like, she did the movie and she's in control of the movie. So she's re-recording everything.
They're called Taylor versions.
Taylor's version. So I called the movie show tonight Taylor's version, the movie show Taylor's version, because of that. So she's got two more that she needs to re-record, and we're on our heels waiting for the next one.
So what's left? 1989.
1989 comes out October 27th. We have that one. There's a lot of stuff going on with that as well. There might be multiple versions. And then Reputation is what I'm expecting next. And then Debut, her original album.
Oh, okay.
Is what's left.
Just to jump in, because we were consulting with several Taylor Swift experts as we were preparing the decor.
Oh, and yeah, the album covers. Yeah.
We have the album covers behind here on display for our friends' radio. And at several locations, we recreated the album covers oversized so people could take pictures with their favorite Taylor Swift album.
Oh.
And as we were preparing the graphics to have them printed, we just wanted to make sure that we were doing it right. So we checked with our experts, and they said that one, and that one are the original version. She's since recorded her own, the Taylor's version.
I'm glad someone
caught
it. And
so we updated the graphics so that we would be on Taylor's good list. Because she's more powerful than Santa, apparently. We don't want to be on the naughty list with Taylor Swift, so nor her fans. And so the goal is to get it right, which is why you'll see chicken fingers with ranch.
This was a pleasant surprise. Backstory, she was at the NFL game. She was spotted eating chicken fingers. I think it was, I don't know if it was ketchup and ranch, but it became a whole thing. That's her meal. And he gave me chicken fingers.
She is a fan of Sour Patch Watermelon.
He knows. I didn't even know that. He knows more on that.
I heard there were people reading their lips when they were sitting up there in the suite. You know,
I haven't checked the score of the Chiefs game. Has anyone got the number for me yet?
16-0.
We won't tell them who's winning, so that if you're recording it, sorry about the spoiler there.
But is Taylor's boyfriend winning?
Is she there? Do we know? Does anyone have eyes?
Yeah, she's there.
She's
there, and
I'm missing it.
She had a different escort into the box apparently this evening.
Oh, I don't know.
We just lost Caitlin. She's gone.
I gotta go check the feeds.
All right, what do we do in this segment?
We can talk
to Larry.
Let's talk to Larry. He's here.
Okay, Larry is the booker for the Megaplex
Theater. Huge Taylor Swift fan that he is.
Apparently, I should not speak because I can't read Jeff's cues that he's being sarcastic and I shouldn't say things, so maybe I shouldn't talk.
Well, that's never stopped you before.
So
Larry Tassoni, he books all of the movies for all of the 173 screens. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Good. You know, I have to say, I heard Andy was ditching you tonight, and my first thought was bros before other shows. So
thank you for fixing that.
I had to be here to support and help out. You know,
dude, I am so happy.
Stone,
you're here.
Keep an eye on Larry's mic for me, will you?
They're always nervous around me. I love keeping them on their toes.
I like it. So, all right, we know that Taylor Swift's taking over the weekend. What do we got coming up?
You know,
between now and Christmas, the end of the year,
there are so many great films coming out between now and Thanksgiving.
Ooh.
I mean, just running down the list we can stop and talk about whatever you want. But next week we get the latest from Martin Scorsese, Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yep.
Which I've seen and is definitely worth seeing, especially on the big screen. We'll be playing in IMAX.
When you say worth, are we talking Oscar worth?
I think there will be nominations for this film.
Nice.
The
very intense movie.
The performances are great. I was talking to somebody else about it earlier today, and I said, you know, it takes a lot of work to ugly up DiCaprio. But, you know, they've got some prosthetic teeth that he has to wear. And,
oh, is that right?
You know, I mean, he touts himself as a ladies man, his character in the film, you know, but he kind of gets dirtied up for the time period, you know, that it's set in and that kind of stuff.
Oh,
De Niro's great. And, yeah, right. Poor guy.
Yeah.
But that's great. You got to see that on IMAX. That'll be on our IMAX screens for a couple of weeks.
On the 20th,
opens,
right?
On the 20th, okay. Yeah. On the 27th, we have the Flying Under the Radar sleeper, what we think is going to be a big hit, Five Nights at Freddy's.
That looks freaky.
My 13-year-old daughter is obsessed with it, and that's all she can wait for.
And that's PG-13, right?
That's PG-13, yeah.
It looks more intense than that.
It does. It's not a hocus pocus. It's not an E.T. where, you know, bring the whole family to it. There's a couple of more intense moments, to use your word.
Okay.
But it's a fun movie, and I think the fans of the franchise and the video games and the books are going to feel like they just got dropped right into that world. And we're really expecting that to be.
So that's the 27th.
Yep, that's on the 27th. The following week on the 3rd, more of an art house release, is the Priscilla film.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the untold story of Priscilla and Elvis from her perspective. As well, for all lovers of rom-coms that have wondered where did Meg Ryan go and why is she in another rom-com, she is going to star in What Happens Later.
What Happens Later. Yeah.
And she also is directing that film. She stars alongside David Duchovny, for a rom-com that we haven't seen for a long time. So fans of those films and Meg Ryan will be really excited for that. And then we start to head into the holiday big films. We have The Marvels, which is the sequel to Captain Marvel and the latest in the MCU. We also have, on November 17th is a big day for releases. We get the 3rd Trolls film, so we get an animated family release. That one looks, if you're a fan of boy bands, which probably a lot of the Taylor Swift crowd are, the references and the jokes in the trailers have been hilarious. And so looking forward to that. We get the Hunger Games prequel that comes out on that same date, as well as the latest film from Taika Waititi, which is called Next Goal Wins. And let me tell you something. If you haven't watched this trailer, do yourself a favor, and before you go to sleep tonight, just Google Next Goal Wins and watch that trailer. And it is hilarious. And it's based on the true story of the American Samoa soccer team who had not only never won a match, but not even scored a single goal. And
Do you understand somebody locally is in that film?
One of the cast is here local. But because of the strike, we're trying to connect the dots. But we need the strike, the actor's strike, to wrap up.
But that looks hilarious. Stars Michael Fassbender gets sent over as their coach. He's faced with being fired or being sent to be their coach, and so he goes to their team. I got to see an extended clip of that recently, and it was actually the first 10 minutes of the film, and it's hilarious, and it looks like it's, you know, one of these underdog sports stories, heartwarming but also very funny. So
yeah,
I'm excited about that. Then for Thanksgiving weekend, we get the latest Disney animated release in Wish.
Oh yeah,
which I got to see 10 minutes of that. It included 2 songs, this looks like maybe their best animated film since, like, a Frozen. It really looks good. And then we also get the Napoleon film starring Joaquin Phoenix for that weekend. I mean, and that only takes us through to Thanksgiving.
That's awesome.
There are a ton of movies coming out. December is a whole nother list if you want me to start going through that too. But
maybe we can do it on the other side of the break.
Okay.
Looks like I got to block out my weekends. I don't feel like I get to go to the movies as often as I would like, but I love all of that. And I'm super
excited.
You
have all this time for Taylor and you can't?
I don't have any time, but I'm trying to get it. I have time for Taylor. She keeps me up at night, but I'm excited to see a lot of these other movies. So,
all right, we'll talk about more of the other films that are opening between Thanksgiving and Christmas when we come back on the KSL Movie Show here at Jordan Commons.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
We're in the folklore era.
Now, did I see this on TV during COVID?
You probably did, because she wrote this. And I'm going to say we're in the folklore, and we're also in the Evermore Alex Q music. I'll explain.
You might as touch on the Chevy door, November flush.
It was like they were on a porch or a patio or something.
Yeah, yeah. So Folklore and Evermore are what she released during COVID. She did a double drop, which is, it was amazing. And honestly, I think this was, like, all of her work's amazing, but this was something else. It's poetic. It's heart-wrenching. It's amazing. So I am a big Folklore Evermore fan, and I think that if anybody doesn't know anything about Taylor Swift, please just listen to these two albums and let me know your thoughts. They're different, and they're amazing.
And so, they're very soulful.
They're very soulful. They're indie. They're woodsy. It's great for a rainy day, but the lyrics are poetic, and it's amazing. So.
That's the other thing I noticed. Her genre shifting is incredible.
That's the eras. That's why we're dedicating each segment to an era, to show that there is like a big diversity in these.
Oh, the light just went on. Okay, great.
Yeah. There we go. The Eras Tour.
All right, Larry. Between Thanksgiving and Christmas, what we got?
So there are so many films coming out in November. Beginning of December is usually kind of a take your breath moment for releases. But as we get closer to Christmas and the holidays, we're going to have, I think, the biggest movie that everyone is anticipating is Wonka.
Okay.
Everything that I'm hearing about that from the studio is just through the roof.
This is a Timothée Chalamet kind of a prequel?
Prequel. And I've seen a few clips of it. It looks great. PG family, you know, just really back to the roots of what the original film was. So that comes out. We're going to have Aquaman, The Lost Kingdom, I think, is the official title for that one. So everybody's really interested to see what kind of a movie that is, given all of the behind-the-camera drama that has gone on with that film. So, I mean, it's really interesting, you know, the off-the-field stuff around that film, too. So it'll be interesting to see what we actually get from that one. There's another animated film that's called Migration, about ducks that are migrating and get lost in the city. And it's got a great cast. It's got Elizabeth Banks and Kumail Nanjiani, who's one of my favorite actor comedians.
He's hilarious.
That looks, and I think Danny DeVito actually does a voice of the grandfather or something like that in it as well. That's coming out. There's a George Clooney directed film called The Boys in the Boat. That looks really good, based on a true story of a rowing team.
He loves those period pieces.
He does. It really kind of has a feel of Unbroken, I think. Was that the film?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, that kind of a genre style. The Color Purple musical that's coming out looks really good. Then there's a lot of other films that are just going to be a little bit smaller that drop in around those movies.
What about that Rebel Moon movie? Is that still slated to go, or has that been pushed back?
The Star Wars one? Is that a Star Wars film?
I'm thinking it might be Zack Snyder's film, but I'm not sure.
I don't have that on my schedule for, I think he might be making a film that might be going to streaming.
Well, he's got a part one and a part two of this Rebel Moon thing, and I had it down for the 22nd, and then part two April 19th. But
the other thing too is there's so many shifts because of the strikes.
Yeah.
There were several other titles that we should have had coming out through the end of this
year.
Oh,
it's on Netflix. Okay, thank you. Sorry.
That's what I thought I had heard something with a streaming. So it's dead to me. Yeah, that's why I haven't heard of it. You know.
I got
my priorities lie somewhere else. But
what is this streaming thing you're talking about?
This is diabolical nonsense. All right. Well, thank you so much, Larry.
Yeah, no problem.
We appreciate you hanging with us tonight. And go watch a Taylor Swift movie.
Yeah.
Are you going to watch it?
Nope.
He's waiting for
Beyonce. If I give you a friendship bracelet, will you watch it?
He's waiting for Beyonce on December 1st, I think, which is the next concert film.
Yeah, that.
I'll go see that, too.
Yeah, that one's coming out beginning of December, another similar style. I did poke my head in for a few minutes just to see what all the hubbub's about.
Well, that's the thing. I will say, I think that this movie, I don't have to sell you on Taylor Swift. She's got enough fans. Like, there's too many, honestly. It's hard to get to any.
It seems crowded.
It does seem crowded.
So
I think this movie is for people like me who want to relive it and miss her, people who never got to see it, and also people who just want to understand the hype. I think it's a great representation of her entire career. I haven't seen the whole movie, so I don't know what got cut. We'll be surprised together, but that's who I think it's for.
Did you want me to tell you the surprise songs?
Spoiler, because I'm going to throw out the text line one more time, and then by the end of the segment, I want to give out a pair of tickets. So 57500, send us your favorite song, and we'll pick a random texter and give away a pair of tickets. Okay, and spoiler, if you don't want to know what surprise songs are in the movie, just stop listening. Well, listen, but just turn it down for 2 minutes.
Okay, here it is.
He's going to tell me and break my heart.
Well, I'm not going to break
or
your
make
heart.
Me super excited. I don't know which one.
Because this is in, not out.
I know.
Our song.
Oh, that was my surprise song in Vegas. Fun.
Oh, and You're on Your Own, Kid.
Oh, okay. I love that song. I didn't get it, but it's a good. It should be in the set list, honestly.
I see a blank space on his page. Where? Never mind.
Blank spaces in the normal
a
set, so
lot
I
of
wouldn't.
Blank spaces in my.
I'm also. I can hear Taylor Swift music. In the background, and I'm having a hard time concentrating because it's making me so.
None of the rest of us can hear that music. That's the scary part.
She's
it's
just
there.
In tune.
No,
come on, man.
But yeah, so I don't know, and I don't know. Is this a time because I want to give away tickets? But yeah, I can explain a few. I'm going to read a few songs, and I am going to give a few of my favorites. But I don't. When you say favorite Taylor Swift song, it is so hard. To narrow that down because
like your favorite kid?
She has so many songs, so many different types of songs. Because you think about it, I grew up with her, and she really was like the first person to help me understand my feelings. Like she was able to explain my feelings to me as I'm growing up. She still does it to this day, and that's like why she's still got a hold on me. But I have someone here. My favorite song is "Cruel Summer." Currently, she's so. So many good ones. Wife is a crazy fanatic. I should ask her. Yeah, you should ask her. Teardrops on My Guitar is a classic. August and the Man. We love those. All Too Well. That's on my top five heart wrenchers. Delicate. Reputation. That's a Reputation song. Bad Blood is a classic, I would say. Someone put on here, You're Losing Me. That song is not on streaming services because she likes to torture us, and it's only on a CD that she sold at a specific show. And it is her, I would say, right now her best song.
Wow.
It is my number one heart wrencher at the moment, but yeah, and if you this I'm probably speaking I'm trying to educate, but I'm also going off because I know too much about her, and so I'm getting excited talking about these songs.
Okay, I heard one thing about when she wrote Love Story in like an hour.
Yeah.
Her parents
like
wouldn't let her date some dude.
Yep.
She went in her bedroom, wrote Love yep. Story. She says one of her favorite songs.
Yeah, and it's a great song. Everybody knows that song. I feel like, but yeah, that's the type of stuff she does. She did that at a young age, and it's one of her top hits. And that's what she does. She just writes, and she is a poet. And so that's why if you get on her for her voice, I'm sure that she's gotten better over the years. But her songwriting is what really hooks people in. And so it's songs like "You're Losing Me," "Clean" on 1989. No, these are songs you probably haven't heard of because they're not mainstream, but they are her best songs. Champagne Problems, All Too Well, My Tears Ricochet. Go look those up. Those are the ones that I want people to listen to. Cool. If you want some heartbreak in your life.
I have a story for you, sir.
Yes.
I know you love Christmas.
Of course.
She grew up on a Christmas tree farm when she was like 11 to like 14. Her dad bought a Christmas tree farm, 11 acres, from a client. He was a Merrill Lynch guy.
Sure.
And so she loves Christmas so much that she starts putting it up even earlier than you, sir.
Wow, I think I like her now.
I heard September she starts working on Christmas decorations. So
wow.
I didn't think I could find anyone
Hope for
that
humanity.
Would top
See,
you.
If the whole world follows Taylor Swift, then can we just do Christmas early? Come
That's
on,
fine.
Taylor.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No.
We can leave the Christmas lights up till January, as
there
she would
go.
Say.
That's right. That is one of
there
her songs.
You go.
It's Lover. It's, yeah. Yeah, it's Lover.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
Got that jeans, daydream, look in your eye, and I got that red lipstick.
We are in the 1989 era. We're almost to the close, not the close of the eras, but second to last, I guess, is on the tour list. 1989, Taylor Jordan will be coming out in 2 weeks, and I'm super excited.
That's
I know
so
you
cool.
could care less. Well,
no,
maybe not
no.
care less. You've studied. You've done your research.
I am enlightened.
Yeah. So that's what you're going to be hearing about in 2 weeks. It's going to be all the hype. It is now anyways, but.
Well, so we should give away some tickets.
Yeah, we're going to give away some tickets. The showing will be, I believe, October 20th, and we're going to start with the text line. So pay attention, listen. I'm just going to give the last four of your phone number that you texted in with, 2021. The last four of the winner's number is 2021. If that's the last four and you texted a Taylor Swift song, please respond to the text or reply to the text with your full name, your email, and I believe your address. Hopefully I'm not forgetting all that. But if we need
that's
more,
for two tickets.
A pair of tickets for this special showing on the 20th. And yeah, if we need any more details, we'll reach out to you. So we've got three pairs of tickets to away. That was the first one, and we're going to give two more with Telephone Torture.
The KSL Movie Show. Telephone Torture.
Well, y'all know how this works.
I don't. Well, I do.
It's torture. So we're going to give you clues or song clips,
yeah,
right?
I had a fun idea. I had questions prepared, but then I was like, what if we play just very short clips of Taylor Swift songs and see who can identify them? And I didn't pick super mainstream ones. I have those as backups if nobody's getting these ones, but they're obvious to me. So if they're not obvious to you, I apologize, but I just wanted to try it. I wanted it to be fun.
All right, fire away.
Okay, Alex, play the first one. And and I'll just say, Colin, if you know the song, 801-575-TALK, that's 8255. We'll get you on the line and see if you can guess. Okay. And I kind of want people, I'll give you a second to think about it. I don't know if we should play it again. I don't know how this works. Alex, are we getting calls? I don't have a visual. No calls yet. Play it again. I'm going to give people a second chance. Thank you.
How are they going to know that one?
I know exactly what it is.
Ain't it got a DeVita?
I don't want to play the next one because I want to see if anyone calls in. But if nobody calls in, I've got backups that are very obvious. I'll give you a hint. It's in the era we're in. It's a song off the era we're in, and it's one of my favorite songs that I think is underrated, which is why I did this. So it's like, someone knows this song. It's not even like an underplayed song. It's just not a mainstream song that you hear on the radio all the time. It's just a good song. So, no calls yet, Alex? Dang.
Oh, man, you stumped him.
Dang. All right, well, let's. This one's going to stump him, too. Let's play the second one. I'll give him two tries with the hard ones, and then we'll go obvious. I didn't want it to result to that. If you know this one,
wouldn't
it's
help
hard...
if she sang something?
Well, that's the key, though. I want people to know. People know these are intros of the songs. You know immediately. Well. The next one I have has lyrics in it. So, but that's like, if you know that song, you know that song, and it's a heart wrencher. Oh. We have a call. Okay, they'll get a pass to answer either.
Star
of those.
Wars.
Okay. If do we have Hello? A call? Hi. Do we have a call on the line? Could you guess either of those songs?
Yeah, it's Style by Taylor Swift.
Oh, that was the song we came in with. I almost might give you a pass because it's so close to it, though. That guitar strum is so close. I don't know. Is there any other callers, Alex? I'm going to give these away because it's close, and I actually thought about that. So this song is I Wish You Would, but I really do understand why you could think it was Style. Can you play the full?
Oh, uh-huh.
It's so close, but you get a pass, and I'm going to give you the ticket. So, Alex, stay on the line and get our listeners in. What's your name?
Nicole.
Nicole. Okay, stay on the line. And then Alex, let's play I Wish You Would, the chorus. If we can. I guarantee you it's not a song you've heard. But this is when I'm testing people. But she knew what it was, and I did think about that. So that's why she gets the pass, because Style sounds similar. It starts with a guitar. It's similar. You have no idea what I'm talking about.
Absolutely
right
not.
Now. But it's fine. I'm having fun.
Blake,
it's all great.
Blake is listening on his drive home, and I'm so grateful.
My roommate's here. She's excited. We have another caller. Okay, if they can guess the second song, we'll give them. And if not, I'll give them a chance with the third one. Yeah, so the second song that we haven't given away, because I gave that one away. Okay.
Three blind mice.
Yeah, sure. Who do we have on the line?
Come on, that's exactly what that was.
This is John.
John, uh-oh. Do you know what that song is?
I'm going to do a wild guess. I Know Places.
Oh, it's all so close. Do I just give these away because I'm nice?
Yes.
Because I could see how that is.
Blake
we'll
would like that
it.
To happen.
Yeah, he loves when you give stuff away.
There's no other callers. I'm a genuine person. But I appreciate you for guessing, because I can get the rhythm. It's that song is actually "Death by a Thousand Cuts" on Lover. Alex, can you play a little bit of that?
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.
I can't pretend it's okay when it's not.
Heart wrencher.
Oh, well, now, of course.
Yeah. Nailed.
It's
definitely
fine.
Not three blind.
I was trying to challenge people, well, but I appreciate
congratulations.
The effort. I know places. I get it though.
Done it.
I also didn't give the hint that one was from Lover, so that was also probably on me. Clearly, we were having fun. I'm trying to challenge people.
Well, clearly
this
these,
a
that's why it's called torture.
Clearly, these winners need to go see the movie.
Right, they do. They need to see it, and they need to. I shouldn't say you need to be educated, but Death by a Thousand Cuts isn't even in the movie, so it's a hidden gem, and it's a heart wrencher. So the other songs that I was gonna do, but we don't have any more tickets to give away. I was gonna just Love Story was gonna be the one that I
know that one.
Yeah, everyone does.
Oh,
so
well,
but,
not special.
But that's why. So we have Alex. Those two winners, please stay on the line. Alex is gonna get your information. It might take a minute because he's doing things in the control room, but. I think I don't know, I had fun with that, but I'm also too nice and can't be like, no, you're wrong.
I'm
next.
Telling you what, telephone torture is the hardest thing to
I
get
would
right.
Be, I can't, yeah,
it's,
I get
it's
it.
Hard to get the right questions. And so on the other side, we're going to, what are we going to do on the other side?
I don't know. What do you want to do? We're going to be in our midnight, Sarah.
Oh, okay. Midnights. Well, that makes sense since we're going to stay up past midnight.
That's true.
So we've got tickets available if anyone comes in and mentions that they've been listening at Jordan Commons. We know people. We can probably get them in.
And my roommate just walked in because she's going to see the show with us, if you're still staying.
And we shouldn't be the only one showing up late to work tomorrow.
Well, that should be interesting on the movie show tomorrow. Which, by the way, we're going to talk about some highlights of things that we're going to discuss on tomorrow's show at 9 a.m. But we'll take a break and then we'll finish up when we come back.
And I can hear Taylor Swift in the background still. Don't know if you can.
Because he was sunshine, I was midnight pain. He wanted it comfortable, I wanted that pain. He wanted
Welcome to Midnights, the 10th era. And, I mean, I want to say it's her final era, but it's the final era of the era's tour that she's currently highlighting. She's probably
she's
getting
only
ready.
33 years old.
Oh, I know. She has 10 of them. Midnights is the most recent. It only came out, like, just under a year ago. And it's so much has happened since then. But it's honestly, it's an awesome album. I love it.
So prolific. I mean, just looking at all the accolades that she's accomplished in such a short time.
I'm pretty remarkable. Stunned. I also, my roommate, Mackenzie Neath, just walked in. And she told me some of my friends are listening. Hi, Matt. Max, if you're listening. I don't know who else she said. I've been getting texts from Debbie, my mom. Hi, Mom. Just got to do the shout-outs. But we just gave away a few tickets, and I thought it was funny because my friend Matt, who we have educated against his will about Taylor Swift,
knew all those songs.
Well, we were just – he was hanging out at my house, and we were like, well, we got to teach you some stuff.
Matt, come on over. We've got other movies playing. If you want to see The Exorcist, we'll hook you up.
Oh, I want to see The Exorcist, tonight.
We got some other content that we can play, too. We've got 20 screens at Jordan Commons. We've got other choices.
Well, while we're shouting out, it's my daughters, Amy and Amber's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
So
what a great day.
I think Amber might be listening, but
I was gonna say,
Amy.
Happy birthday to the guy.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Are you going to take them to the Eras Tour movie for their birthday? Maybe.
We'll
you
see.
Should. That's what you should do. Oh, I forgot. And before we get too sidetracked, I grabbed friendship bracelets, and I was going to give you one at the beginning of the show, and I forgot. So this is your dedicated. They
Even
said
in
you
black.
They said you liked black. It's a Reputation friendship bracelet.
That's terrific.
Reputation. We're getting it on camera because Kristen's taking pictures of us. So that's another thing that's fun about this is there's this whole display going on. You can take pictures with your favorite album. You're allowed to dress up and wear whatever you want. Bring your friendship bracelets. Trade them
Thank
if you,
you
want.
By the way, I don't have one for you. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I brought my own. It's all good. I didn't expect
this was
you.
Thing.
That's fine. I forgot about it until the last minute. So luckily someone had some on hand.
Now, Larry, you had a couple of points about the IMAX.
Yeah, I was just going to make sure everybody knows that if you want to see this film on the IMAX screens,
which by the way, you do, because we were
amazing.
In there, it looks amazing.
You only have this week to see it. So the showings, the rest of the showings tonight, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then a week from today on Thursday are going to be the only days we're allowed to play it on IMAX.
Oh.
But that doesn't mean you can't still get a large format, amazing sound experience. Because for those of our Megaplex fans that know us, we have our Platinum X screens, which was exclusive to our Thanksgiving Point location until today. And as of today, we have added an additional 5 more locations that have those Platinum X screens. They're our largest screens. They have the Atmos surround sound, so it gives you the full concert experience.
And so where are the other locations?
Those other locations are Jordan Commons, the District, Geneva location, Centerville at Legacy Crossing, and Valley Fair. All those locations have it as well, and we'll be able to play on those screens in the following weeks.
Okay.
So if you can't get into the IMAX for, you know, just the shows are full or your schedule doesn't allow, you can still get in to the Platinum X screens. It's basically IMAX without the IMAX brand. So
that is great to know. Yeah. Thank you so
and
much.
That, honestly, I don't think I'd ever been in an IMAX, and I walked in, and that was... You felt like you were there with her.
I'm sorry. What did you just say?
I don't know if I've ever been in an IMAX until tonight. I feel like I probably have, but I don't remember it. That was amazing.
The IMAX wow. screen here at Jordan Commons is 8 stories wide, 6 stories tall, 80 feet wide by 60 feet tall.
15,000 watts of
sound.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a 300-pound subwoofer at the center of the screen. Silver screen. There are little pinholes. It comes as one continuous piece of fabric. It is an extraordinary piece of engineering, and the picture and sound is between that and the Platinum X experiences that we've got are unbelievable. We are spoiled rotten here.
It's amazing.
In Utah.
You have to see it.
It
so
is,
if you can,
it is
come.
The way to experience these movies. This picture and sound is stunning with the music. Come get immersed, because boy is it a ride.
Mm-hmm. And those locations I listed were our new Platinum X locations, but our original is at Thanksgiving Point.
Right.
So that location also has it as well, if I didn't say so.
No, you did, and we appreciate that very much. So you guys, thank you so much for allowing us to come and be here with you. I want to make another point. Tomorrow we're at my hearing centers, and we were talking about if it's really loud and you have hearing aids, you can tune out the room and listen to the pure sound.
Our auditoriums, we are compatible with the newest generation of hearing devices, assisted hearing devices. And so you can get the soundtrack from this film directly into your hearing aids.
Wow.
Through my hearing centers. And we love those folks over there. They've come over. They've checked their equipment. We've had just a great relationship. We also have additional devices for those that need them. We want to be as accommodating as possible so that people can experience not only this Taylor Swift film, but anything Megaplex offers.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
So tomorrow on the movie show, we're going to actually talk about the Taylor Swift. Actually have seen the movie.
Yeah.
If I can stay up till 1 o'clock in the
morning. Yeah, I mean.
And if you're also, I mean, this is a great movie. Joan Baez, I Am Noise, is a documentary, and it is fantastic. The Burial with Tommy Lee Jones and Jamie Foxx will be out. The Mill with Lil Rel Howery is out. And your classic series continues this week with North by Northwest. I just watched a series on Apple TV Plus called Lessons in Chemistry with Brie Larson. It is fantastic. I watched all 8 episodes. I could not stop watching it. And then there's another Apple TV series called Messi Meets America. And I am a big fan of Lionel Messi after watching that little 3-part series. And so we'll talk about all that, plus the new Frasier is out on Paramount Plus, and I've watched a couple episodes. It's kind of cute. So we'll have all that tomorrow on tomorrow's movie show. I want to thank you, by the way.
Yes, well, thanks for entertaining me. I just wanted, before we let these guys go, remind us, so we've got another showing tonight, 9:55, I believe. I don't, what a
yes,
time
that's
is
right.
it? Almost 9, yeah.
And that's just
so,
here at Jordan Commons.
Here,
we've got
yeah.
we've got screenings happening at every Megaplex location starting tonight.
And
so
then I think when I looked on the schedule, they start as early as like 2 tomorrow?
Correct.
If that's
2
correct.
O'clock
yes. And that
tomorrow.
Was 6 when it was originally released. So there's earlier showings tomorrow.
Yeah, when she added Thursday, she
yeah.
also extended Friday
yeah.
to a 2 p.m. start.
Yeah.
So you can get in earlier than you thought tomorrow.
I like the
as well.
She did this.
Well, she did. And then
she
we
did.
Talked about
yeah.
it more earlier in the show, but she dropped an early release of this as she would. No, not surprised at all. And so it's open tonight, and it's yeah. They've been scrambling to probably put them in a scramble. But there's a red carpet. There's an Eras Tour sign. There's album covers, the buckets and the cups. You know, if you know, You need them. My roommate is laughing at me right now, but she understands. It's just, I'm so excited, and I can't wait because I get to see the whole movie in an hour, and it's, I'm so excited. It's incredible. I don't know.
Well, we've had a great time here. And
you didn't have to calm me down too much. We only played the You Need to Calm Down once. So we did good.
I think you did pretty good.
Well,
maintaining
thank you.
A level of
thank
craziness
you.
That was.
Yeah, I kept it real then. We didn't go down the rabbit holes because that's when I get crazy. There's a lot of rabbit holes that I did not even mention. So.
Well, we'll look forward to that another time. Yes. No, thank you so much. And we appreciate you being here and being a part of the movie show. I was scared to death, to be honest, because I've never hosted before.
Well, neither have I. I was nervous, but I was really nervous, excited. And this went by so fast. Like, I can't believe it's even 9. And there's still so much that I feel like we could talk about. But, yeah, you did great. Kudos. And I got some texts that said I was doing great, so that helped me. But
well, Matt and Mom and Deb.
Yeah, there's a few, but I couldn't keep up with all of them. And so it's,
well,
we're just
fan base now. Look
I'm
at you.
So excited. And I'm curious to know, as Jeff mentioned, if she's going to do that, switch us up and show different surprise songs. She would do it. And we just have to be here every weekend. If she switches up these surprise songs,
here's a question.
Can't handle it.
When she goes back on tour, like November 8th or something?
It's early November. I can't remember the exact
date. Isn't it all foreign countries?
I think Argentina. Is that what we decided?
I think Brazil.
I think she's somewhere there, yeah.
South America first, then I think she goes over to the Far East.
Yeah. We looked this up like 2 days ago.
You're not going to do any of that, are you?
Well, I will be tuning in.
I mean, not going to.
Oh, no, I can't make it. Unfortunately, I have no money. But I will be watching online, and mainly because I need to. I don't know if she's going to change up the entire tour for her international date. She could. She could do something like that. I don't know. Could she drop Reputation Taylor's version tonight at midnight? She could do anything. Makes me insane.
I'll tell you one other thing I admire about her is the fact that she set aside $55 million to help pay for her staff, give them, you know, amazing bonuses. And then the rest of the staff go, what about us? Another $45 million she set aside for them. I mean, she takes care of everybody. And the idea that she sends food to food banks, money, incredible amounts
of money. She's a good human, and I think that her fans know that about her. And there's just, like I've said through the show, is she's got this strong connection with her fans, which is why we come to these things. We have something to look forward to. She gives me something to live for a lot of the time. That's deep, but just in a way of like, there's always something to look forward to. So I thank you to the Megaplex for having me here and entertaining. But I'm so grateful.
Yeah. Thank you for being our beta test. We wanted to make sure we get this right.
Oh, and the please goal, tell me you're kidding.
The goal is to serve the fans, and hopefully we're anxious for the feedback. This is a big movie. This is a big moment, and to be able to serve this fan base is a big deal.
Yeah,
well, and this
review.
Is the place to see it. I mean, the IMAX screens are – that's the way to go.
We want fans to come and celebrate, and if we get to host – that's a good day for us.
Well, we're so grateful to Megaplex Theaters. You guys have, for years, I mean, what, 1999 when we first started coming here?
We're coming up on 25. Oh,
how old were you back in?
Which year?
You were like 4.
I was born in 95, so that tells you things.
Wow.
So yeah,
it's
thanks,
the preschool
Megaplex.
Era.
That's when she started her Swiftiness. Thanks, Stone.
Thank you,
engineer.
Stone. Everybody, this was such a fun show. I'm so grateful that they gave me this opportunity, honestly.
David, thank you for having us here. All right. Well, that's the movie show. So we'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Oh, dear.
Sorry.
Oh.
Well, so if we get to the 9 o'clock IMAX, we'll be out. We may be able to watch it twice before the movie show tomorrow.
All-nighter.
I thought she lost her mind.
I don't have to wake up tomorrow if I don't want to.
All right, thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.